Draw close to God. Your soul will bow low over me. Humility attracts. We usually feel drawn to those who have a humble spirit. Sadly, though, genuine humility is hard to find in today's world, especially in those who have power or authority over others. What about Jehovah God, the most powerful personage in the universe? Is he humble? Let us examine the prophet Jeremiah's words found at Lamentations 3, 20 and 21. Lamentations 3, 20 and 21 reads, "Without fail, your soul will remember and bow low over me. This is what I shall bring back to my heart. That is why I shall show a waiting attitude." Jeremiah wrote Lamentations at a low point in Israel's history. He had just witnessed something that pained him deeply, the destruction of his beloved Jerusalem by the Babylonians. The anguished prophet knew that the calamity was a just execution of divine judgment upon the Israelites because of their sinful ways. But was Jeremiah left with no hope? Did he feel that Jehovah was too remote or aloof to notice repentant ones and lift them out of despair? Listen as Jeremiah speaks representatively for his people. Amid the sorrow, Jeremiah is filled with hope. He cries out to Jehovah, "Without fail, your soul, Jehovah himself, will remember and bow low over me." Verse 20. The footnote reads, "Ancient scribes changed this verse to say, 'my soul,' as if referring to Jeremiah. They evidently believed that it was irreverent to speak of God as being a soul, a word the Bible uses for earthly creatures. But the Bible often describes God in human terms to help us comprehend Him. Since the term soul can mean the life that we possess, the phrase your soul means you." End of footnote. Jeremiah has no doubt. He knows that Jehovah will not forget him, or repentant ones among his people. What, though, will the Almighty God do? Jeremiah is certain that Jehovah will bow low over those who truly repent. Another translation says, "O remember and stoop down to me." Those words evoke a tender mental picture. Jehovah, the Most High over all the earth, will stoop down, so to speak, and lift his worshippers up out of their debased condition and restore them to his favor. Psalm 83:18. Anchored by this hope, Jeremiah finds true comfort for his wounded heart. The faithful prophet is determined to wait patiently until Jehovah's due time to deliver his repentant people. The words recorded by Jeremiah really teach us two things about Jehovah. First, he is humble. Although he is exalted in power, Jehovah is willing to come down to our level, as it were, to help us when we are low. Job 37:23. Is that not a comforting thought? Second, Jehovah is merciful. He is ready to forgive repentant sinners and welcome them back into his favor. Psalm 86:5. Those two qualities, humility and mercy, go hand in hand. How thankful we are that Jehovah is not like human rulers, whose pride makes them stubborn and insensitive. Are you moved to learn more about the humble God who is willing to stoop down in order to lift his worshipers from despair to hope? Suggested Bible reading for June, Jeremiah 51 through Ezekiel 5. End of article.